Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry are favorite ice cream flavors, but what would you say to a big bowl full of cran apple cobbler? Or how about a scoop of green curry with lemon basil swirl? Or white chocolate caramel matzah? Those were some entries in the Innovative Ice Cream Flavors competition held by the International Dairy Foods Association and sponsored by Dairy Foods. At IDFA's Ice Cream Technology Conference, ice cream makers and suppliers to the industry judged a total of 34 flavors in a blind taste test. In the prototype category, Fruit Crown won for its pineapple banana praline Foster's ice cream. Florida International University won in the ice cream novelty category for its coconut and milk fruit bar. And in the ice cream category, Perry's won for its tiramisu flavor. Over the years, Perry's Ice Cream, headquartered in Akron, New York, near Buffalo, has won this contest multiple times. Robin Waite is Perry's research and quality team leader. She accepted the award, and afterwards, we talked about the winning flavor.
Now, you just won the most innovative flavor competition at the Ice Cream Technology Conference. Tell me, what was the name of your ice cream?
We developed a product called tiramisu.
Okay, and what went into tiramisu?
We had a mascarpone cheesecake base in it. We had a Revel that came from Star K White that was a chocolate Revel. And a tiramisu flavor from Synergy. And then there was a pound cake piece that came out of Pecan Deluxe.
Okay. How did this idea and how did this flavor come about?
Well, Perry's has a team approach to developing products. We usually work out about a year ahead of time, and we look at trends in the industry, work very closely with our new product development team, which includes our research team and our marketing team. We then look at what we think is going to work well in our market, and then we start developing products. In this case, we actually reached out to some of the local restaurants and pulled in some tiramisu flavors that we thought were exciting and that we wanted to try to target. And after about three reiterations of the sample, we had the product that we won with today.
Oh, that's great. So is tiramisu a favorite dessert up in the Buffalo area?
It is, yes.
Okay, and I think nationwide, too, it might have a lot of appeal.
It does. It really follows some of the trends in restaurant desserts at this time.
Are you going to put this ice cream into production?
Yes, we are. It's going to go into our 3-gallon bulk tubs, which will be available at many of the local dip stands in Western New York, or as our president likes to say, scoop shops.
Scoop shops, okay. Very good. And what about retail packages?
At this time, there's no plans to retail, but because it did so well, there's always that possibility.
Okay. All right. Perry's does have a history of winning in this competition, isn't that right?
It does. We have a really great product development team that's always looking for new ideas, and I think the team just does such a great job. I'm so excited to come here and represent them.
Yeah, what were some of the other flavors that have won awards in the past?
We've won with limoncello, tropical Neapolitan.
Very strong Italian influence,
yes.
Sounds like, right?
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I look forward to getting another taste.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Google+, like us on Facebook, and stay up to date on All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.